The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
Either you're not in RankMakers, or you're in RankMakers and you haven't watched our closing blueprint. So the closing blueprint is in the units tab, and it walks you through every single scenario of how to follow up and close, every single scenario. But to explain this, and I believe I do this every week, but people need that. They need to hear it. You need to hear how to close. So let's hop into it. All right. So we talk about positioning, which I believe I do every week. Okay. So positioning. Position zero, that's a stranger you know nothing about, or it doesn't have to be a stranger. It's someone who hasn't expressed any interest in joining your opportunity, purchasing your product, anything like that. You know, you have no information, you have no data on that person. So could be a friend. You don't know if they're looking to make extra money. You don't know if they're looking to lose weight. You don't know if they're looking to save money on travel. You don't know if they're wanting CBDs or ketones or whatever else you got for sale. Okay. And so that's position zero. Now, what do some people do? Let's say this is where you take money. This is where you swipe a card. Amateurs are always trying to compress this. They're always trying to compress this. So what amateurs do is they'll just send a link. Hey, Joey, I'm doing this new thing. It's amazing. Check out this link. And they're hoping, fingers crossed, they're hoping, they're praying. I hope they click that link. They watch it. They fall in love with it. They pull out their credit card and they purchase, because that would be amazing. Well, guess what? Position zero that you have no data about, you don't know if they're open, interested, mildly interested, not at all interested. You don't know anything about them. To send them anything other than are you open, okay, which is step number one, position one. If you send them anything other than are you open at taking a look, then you are spamming. Now, spam is the assumed position of the prospect without any evidence. So if I go, hey, Joey, I know we haven't discussed anything about this and you have never told me you want to make extra money, but here's this link on making money and I would love it if you joined me. I'm a spammer. Total spammer. I'm assuming the position. I don't like putting me in this situation, but if some, you know, single dude, where's my single dudes? Okay. So if my man Scott, and Scott is a baller shot caller, he's single, he's ready to mingle. If Scott goes up to lady at the hotel bar and says, Hey, I got a room upstairs. He's a spammer. Why? Because he's assuming the position of the prospect in the sales cycle without any evidence. But if Scott, my man Scott, goes up to lady at the hotel bar and says, hey, are you here with anyone? If not, I'd love to buy you a drink. See, that's a proper execution of the sales cycle. You got it? So it's not, you know, hotel room. Ba-bing. I mean, I realize that marriage, of course, is what Scott is after, of course, right? But he's probably not going to say, hey, I got a hotel room, or hey, you want to get married? That would be spam. Yet, so many, they will send that link. So many will say, hey, you want to join my deal? Hey, no. Are you open to taking a look? And if they say yes, ding, 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 they're now in position one. So they're in position one. And you say, okay, great. I'm glad that you're open. Tell you what, I'm going to send you a little video. I'm going to send you a little video and see if this thing's a fit for you. Then I'm going to follow up. Hey, did you watch the video? I sure did. Oh, nice. You're now in position two. See, now I have data. Now I have information that is useful to me. And so, hey, did you watch the video? You watched the video? Awesome. Awesome. Hey, what'd you like best about it? So here's where it could go either way. We could keep escalating up easily, or we have to, on our way up, we have to readdress the position. So here's what that looks like. If I say, hey, what'd you like best about it? Oh my God, I loved it. It was fantastic in every way. This thing is a no-brainer. I am totally ready to join and rock this thing out. Great. Sounds like you're ready to join. Yeah, how do I do that? Awesome. Let me get your information. And we just go, money, ka-ching. That's how it works. Now, let's say I say, hey, did you watch a video? And they say, yeah, I did. And I say, okay, great. That's awesome. Well, what'd you like best? Hated it. It was literally the worst video I've ever seen. I would rather pour Clorox bleach onto a wash rag and just rest it upon my eyeballs because that totally sucked. If I am going to invest in the resources in plutonium to invent a time machine to go back to the time before I watched this video. Now, I know I could go back and, you know, kill Hitler, or I could go back and change wars, but this stands out as the most monumental disaster in my entire life in the history of mankind. I'm going to go back in time just to a time where I didn't watch your darn video. Okay? A little harsh, right? A little over the top, okay? Used a little, you know, like, okay, over actor here, right? And so I'm going to use the position on them. And I'm going to say, wow, geez, time machine, plutonium, whoa. Oh, man, ooh, tough crowd. Hey, I'm just curious. You took the time to watch the video. What were you hoping to see? I have recruited hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people that hated the damn video. I just didn't care. I don't care if you like the video or not. I care about your intentions. Do you want to change your life or do you not? If you want to change your life, there's a good chance that when I was building my network marketing business, I would get you into my organization because I went after what you were after and your intentions in your life versus whether my video was good or not. So all I'm going to say is they say, yeah, it was terrible. It's the worst thing ever. I'm going to set fire to my house so that I can hopefully wipe this from my memory. I'm saying, ooh, woo, wow. That's a little intense, my friend. I'm just curious. Why'd you watch it? Why'd you watch it? Why did you take the time out of your busy schedule? You could have been, you know, walking the dog. You could have been flying a kite. You could have been pressure washing the driveway. You could have been, you know, giving yourself a perm. You could have been doing anything in the world, but you chose to watch that video. Clearly, there was something you hoped to see. What did you hope to see? Now, I have never not one time had them respond with something that was crazy. I've never had someone say, well, I was hoping it'd grow my arm back. Well, I was hoping I could pour it on my lawn and it'd turn into gold. There she blows, right? I've never not one time had someone say something crazy. I've had them say, well, I was hoping I could make money, or I was hoping I could do this part time, or I was hoping I could do this as a single person, like my man Scott. I was hoping I could do this on social media. I was hoping I could do this from home. I was hoping I could do this as a mom of 89. I've never had someone say that what they were hoping to see is something outrageous that what we're doing can't accomplish. But see, so many people, they're looking to lose. What's the name of our reality show? Play to look good? No, not that one. Play to feel better about yourself? Mm-mm, nope, not that. Play to win. See, most people are looking to prove their loss. They're not playing for anything. They're looking, seeking, how do I prove that I'm going to lose every single day? Ah, that's it. Yeah, she had success because she's an influencer. I'm not. Oh, you didn't like the video? I can't wait to talk to my upline. Upline! I told you that video sucked. You're costing me money. I'm busy over here. Right? Like you have an old school, just corded phone. Right? Most people are looking to prove the loss. They're not playing to win at all. So as soon as someone says, well, I really didn't think the video was that great. I knew it. I knew it wasn't my fault. It's the video's fault. I recruited hundreds of people that hated the damn video. They thought it sucked. I didn't care. I asked, what were you hoping to gain? What were you hoping to see? What is the problem you were attempting to solve? What are the frustrations in your life? And I just listened to them. And so that's what I did. And then they say, well, I was hoping to fill in the blank with something we can accomplish. And I say, well, you may have missed, but we can do that. And here's a story that backs it up. Here's another story. My friend Carl did this. My buddy Scott did this. My friend Teresa did this. No little stories. And then you take them from, you know what? You're right. Let's do it. All right. What's your mailing address?
For listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.